Did you know that anyone can change their voice? In this video, I'm going to give you 7 ways in which you can do that. Now, it doesn't work the same for everyone. We all learn things different ways. We all experience the world in our own way. That said, if you are human and you do breathe and you have blood running through your veins and you're made of muscle, bone, tissue, fascia, and all those other bits and pieces, then something in this video will be of use to you. No matter what your situation, there will be something in here that you can take away and improve your voice with. So this is going to be a quite in-depth, quite a long video, and hopefully all of you get something from it. Let's go. There are unique traits that we all, as individuals, have and that govern the way we experience the world, both internally and externally. Because no two people are the same, everyone experiences the world their way, and everyone learns their own way. When it comes to the voice and self-expression, it's really useful to understand the way that you learn, so therefore you can take information on board and adopt it and adapt it even to the way you can use it. So these 7 exercises have a different approach, each of them, so therefore hopefully if one doesn't work, then hopefully some of the other ones do for you. Okay, great. With that in mind, I do recommend watching all of the exercises in this video, not just because I want you to kind of spend all your time with me, but what I want you to do is find out which works for you. Now, before you do that and before you go ahead and watch this video, we're gonna have a short second or two just to consider what it is you want to change about your voice and why you want to change those things. Just think about those 2 seconds. Here's a quick intermission while you do that. Welcome back. The reason I asked you to consider what you want to change about your voice and why is because it's great to have clarity around the goals you're aiming for. Because if you're not sure, you might be plodding on, happy with life, and just like, oh, I might change my voice, but not really know what you want to change. It's not, you could be just kind of doing things and not really getting any progress. So have a specific goal, something clear you want to do. That way you'll notice if you're making progress towards that, and whatever steps you do take, and hopefully this video does help with some of those, you will be on the right path, not just any random path. So with that out of the way, let's get on to exercise 1. Once you understand that your body is your instrument, it's physical, then it's much easier for you to adopt habits and ways of working that can be beneficial in improving your voice and getting the voice you want. And like with someone who goes to the gym regularly, or an athlete or a swimmer, you need to build muscles in order to optimize your performance. And it's no different than it is with speaking. You are using muscles to create sound, so why not strengthen and make them more dexterous in order to be more agile and kind of more dexterous and, more dynamic when you do speak. But this first exercise isn't actually a physical exercise. It's actually considerations about the way you live your life and the way, what you do within your life and how well you think you are now. It's like a little quiz, really. So get yourself a pen and paper and write down these words. Work, play, exercise, rest, hydration, nutrition. Have you got those? Okay. So with these words, according to how well you think each one serves you, your body, your lifestyle, and including your voice, I want you to mark down from 1 to 10 a score for each of those words. Okay, so let's say that 1 is poor, terrible, couldn't be worse, and 10 is absolutely fantastic, couldn't be better. The first one is work. So when I talk about work, I'm trying to think about the ergonomics. Are you someone who sits at a desk all day? Or are you someone that's on their feet all day working behind a bar? Are you someone who has a lot of stress at work? Is it very fast-paced? Do you have time for yourself? Do you get enough breaks through your work? Is it quite strenuous? What's your work relationships like with other colleagues? Is it good? Is it a job you want to be in? Is it useful for your voice? Do you believe it's helping you? Is your health suffering as a result? Are you able to feel good about yourself at the end of the day? And are you being paid enough? All these factors will come into it. So think about those. It will relate to your voice, but just think about your work considerations. Do you get a bad back while you're working? Or do you have anxieties around being there? Whatever it is, put from 1 to 10, your 1 being poor and 10 being fantastic. The second word is play, because we all need some time to just, you know, let go, whether it's reading a book, going to do some sports, or going to the cinema, watching movies, it might be just eating ice cream, but we'll come to that in nutrition later on. Whatever it is, you need some time singing or dancing or something that's playful, something just allows you to live. You know, maybe you've got some passions or hobbies, playing guitar, I don't know what it is, it could be anything. So on a scale of 1 to 10, how much are you utilizing that? How much does that affect the way you live and the way you feel, and how much does it affect your body, and how might that affect your voice? I want you to give me again a 1 to 10. Are you playing often enough, or are you playing too much? Are you playing things that are suitable, or are you doing things that are dangerous and putting you into awkward positions? So think about that, and have you got enough play? It could be video games, or it could be skydiving. I don't know. Again, it's up to you. But what you think might be healthy for your body or healthy for your voice is appropriate to the answer here. So 1 being poor, 10 being fantastic again. Thirdly, and we kind of covered that a little bit, if you're into sports, then this might be there too. It's exercise. So do you go to the gym? Do you lift weights? Do you go cycling, running? Do you do Pilates, yoga, swimming? Whatever it is, not all of these are necessarily so good for your voice, because you can create tension. But if you're someone who also likes to stretch and lengthen your body and find ways to relax it after doing these exercises, then that is very healthy. But I'd be interested whether or not that your posture is suffering as a result. Are your shoulders hunched over? You might have big muscles but have a terribly bad back. Think about this when you think about your exercises and what you do of a day. You could be getting no exercise, and that the muscles are switching off and not being used properly, and you're just, you know, living to work, and then might have bad sleeping habits as well. Again, we'll come to that in a minute. But what do you think? What's going on? Do you think your exercise is beneficial for your body and your voice specifically? 1, poor, 10, fantastic. Next, of course, we've done all these action things, but what about rest? How about your sleeping? How about the time you spend just chillaxing? When's the last time you went to the sauna or sat in the bath and lit some candles and had a glass of wine? Again, we'll come to the wine thing in a minute, because, you know, too much alcohol is not great for the voice. But anyway, how much time do you spend relaxing? Now, this is not play. Play can be a bit more active, but relaxing is just finding time to meditate, finding time to yourself, to allow space, to stop thinking, to let go, as well as good quality sleep. And good quality sleep can, you know, that can be affected by if you've got children, or if you've got a busy day, or if you own your own company or business. But it's so important to function well, not just as a businessman or as a human, as a family member, but also as someone who has a voice and has a body and it needs to look after it. Rest is so important. So give yourself a mark between 1 and 10, 1 being poor and 10 being great. So next, a really important one, and one that often gets neglected, is hydration. And when I say hydration, I don't just mean drinking more water. I also mean considering when you drink the water. And there's a fully functioning hydrated baby right there making some noise. That's sounds good to me, sounds healthy. She's clearly sleeping enough, I know that, and she's clearly hydrated, I certainly know that. But what I mean by hydration is not necessarily, maybe less caffeine would help you stay more hydrated. Perhaps you're getting enough minerals and salts in your system that retain some of the water that you need to function on a daily basis. But also considering the day before, drinking water the day before you need to perform, or the day before you're exercising, or how about every day, always staying hydrated, topping up through the day, and just maintaining a constant level of hydration. That means that your body can function, your vocal folds and the whole apparatus are ready to work and perform for you without it being an effort. Also, alcohol can dehydrate you. There's many things that you can put in your diet, like caffeine and alcohol, that will, you know, absorb water or make your body flush it through. So be considerate not only about drinking more water, but also perhaps lessening the amount of alcohol and caffeine you're drinking, especially if you've got performance coming up, if you need to speak. Lastly in the list here is nutrition. Okay, so we looked at hydration, and in a similar way, what you put in your mouth is going to affect what comes out of it. So if you're someone who likes to eat a lot of meat, a lot of bread, a lot of pasta, a lot of things that are essentially acidic, then what you're doing is you're actually, your body's absorbing nutrients that are gonna create your, make your blood more acidic. And that actually has an effect on your muscles, it has an effect on your stomach. You can get acid reflux if you have things that are too fatty or meaty, for example, then that can cause that. So what you want to think of with regards to your voice and the health here is more alkaline foods. I hate to say it, but more greens are going to be beneficial in this area. It's not that you need to replace meat or replace all these kind of acidic things, but you certainly need to add in vegetables if you don't already. And this might be for some of you like the key ingredient that's going to help you to discover that your voice could be more healthier. And I'm not sure what situation is or why you want to improve your voice, but having more alkaline foods in your diet, I mean, you can search those online. I recommend looking at Eric Edmee's Wild Fit. He's really on top of that, and some of his videos online and with Mind Valley are very educational. So check him out. He can guide you right with the nutrition thing, but it really will affect your voice and it will affect your whole lifestyle. So what is it currently now? Do you feel that your diet is supporting your voice and your body, or is it detrimental? So is it somewhere like a 1? Is it poor? Is it 10? Fantastic. Again, for the hydration one as well. So when you've done this, I want you to tally up the chart and count your score. So there's 6 different elements and you could have a possibility of 10 in each. I doubt anyone has got a total of 60, and I really hope that no one's got a total score of 0. But if you find that generally things are below 5, then let's just say that that's perhaps something you could look at and maybe consider moving forward to work on. If you're getting above 5s, then maybe you're doing all right and you could just adjust a few things here and there. But it's interesting because once you consider it and once you know areas that are going to help you, and this is just considerations, this is just thought, and you can make these small changes just by knowing them, and they will all affect your body and they will all affect your voice and help to improve it. If you can improve these one notch at a time, that's a major step forward, improving your voice. Okay, you know, and you can see, if you're honest with yourself, where your weaknesses are. And you might be thinking, Darren, but why is this relevant to my voice? Well, because everything you do in your daily life affects your body and therefore affects your voice and your outward expression. If you are a calm, relaxed, well-nourished, well-rested, hydrated individual, then you can bet that your voice will reflect that. But if you're stressed, tired, malnourished, dehydrated and anxious all the time, that's also going to have an impact. And I would argue that that's going to have a detrimental impact on your voice. Okay, so moving on. Did you know that warming up every morning or before you speak can add years to your voice? Going and cold repeatedly over time can cause micro damaging that eventually grows into something bigger and far more serious. Now, this might be okay if you want a very short career as a whiskey drinking blues singer with that husky deep tones. But should you not wish to sound like you're 80 years old when you're in fact 25 and want longevity and a career perhaps as a speaker or a singer, then I would suggest warming up. And to help you consider this, I've given you a 60 second warm up that you can do anytime, any place, anywhere. Right, so this is a 60 second basic warm up that you can do anywhere, anytime, whatever you like, whenever you like. So what we're gonna start with is some lip trills, just like this. First do them without the voice. And after a while, start adding the voice in gently. And now you can go up and down. Breathe. And next, we're going to do sirening. So if you think of the word ng at the end of sirening, ng, what happens is your kind of tongue goes back up, ng, and the sound comes through your nose. So we're going to go sing. You might be able to do that smoother than me, it doesn't really matter. Sing. Mm-hmm. now we're going to do the same with tongue trills. Here we go. So if you can't do it, I've got a video right here on how to do tongue trills. It's like drill. Drill. I don't want to push, I don't want to go too far high or too far low. Just go within your comfort zone. It's just about warming up, and that will do it in 60 seconds. Now, that was just a quick 60-second warm-up, but if you would like something more extensive, then you can watch the video here in which I go through a full 20-minute video. You can break that up into smaller parts as well if it's good for you, but I do recommend maybe doing this on a day that you need to perform, or if you're going to work out or practice, or you do speaking all day long. It's going to really benefit you in the long run. Your vocal ability and agility can be vastly improved by becoming more dexterous. Think about your articulation, your pronunciation, your enunciation becoming more brighter, tighter, clearer, and sharper. This way, you'll just be more better understood by other people. It doesn't mean losing your accent, it doesn't mean losing where you're from, but it will help you just to kind of make words easier to pronounce when you come across perhaps difficult ones or words that you're not familiar with. Of course, warming up before you do these is a good idea, therefore you're ready to go and you won't be going in cold. Let's have a look. So here is a bunch of tongue twisters that will help make you more dexterous. It's really simple. Tongue twisters have been around since, I don't know, My Fair Lady, and Our Brown Cow, and all those stuff. The rain in Spain falls mainly on the plain, geezer, governor, bloke. Yeah, anyway, so what we're going to do is just go through some of these first really slowly so we can say them properly. Accuracy is the most important key thing to these. Not about how fast you can do it, but how fast you can do it accurately. So if you find you're getting faster and you're slipping up, you have to go slower until you correct it. Otherwise, your body will start to remember these with mistakes in. So you need to learn them slowly and build from this. But what we're going to do, first, let's go through the first one. Swan swam over the sea. Swim, swan, swim. Swan swam back again. Well swam, swan. So now we can do it a little bit faster, but we can do it three times, actually as fast as we can, with our finger in our mouth like this, in between our teeth. Okay. Swan swam over the sea, swim swan, swim. Swan swam back again, well swam, swan. Swan swam over the sea, swim swan, swim. Swan swam back again, well swam, swan. Swan swam over the sea, swim swan, swim. Swan swam back again, well swam, swan. Swan swam over the sea, swim swan, swim. Swan swam back again, well swam, swan. So there you go, and like I couldn't do it at first, and then I slowed it down, did it three times like that, and now it's pretty crisp and clear. The other ones are good blood, bad blood, good blood, bad blood, good blood, bad blood, good blood, bad blood. So I can do that one already, but again, start slow. Good blood, bad blood, good blood, bad blood. Try it with your finger. Good blood, bad blood, 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 good blood, good blood, bad blood, good blood, bad blood. Gone too fast. Good blood, bad blood, good blood, bad blood, good blood, bad blood, good blood, bad blood. So they're difficult, but that's good. So once I get this to the point of practice it enough that it's really easy, so other words and other sounds that I create within my speech patterns and within my day will start to become easier as well, because I've worked the muscles around these tricky things, so other stuff becomes easier, and that's how it works. I picked this next one because I find it quite difficult. It's the epitome of femininity.
The epitome of femininity.
So yeah, okay, again, with a little practice, I'll get better at that, and once I get better at that, everything else will become slightly easier in the future as well. These are like workouts. These are things that you do daily, just to sort of help better your whole entire speech catalogue, if you like. We got two more. Girl gargoyle, guy gargoyle. Girl gargoyle, guy gargoyle. Again, I picked it because it's difficult.
Girl gargoyle, gargoyle, girl. Girl gargoyle, guy gargoyle. Girl gargoyle, gargoyle.
Girl gargoyle, guy gargoyle. Girl gargoyle, guy gargoyle. It helps actually to think about what you're talking about. So if I think of a male and female gargoyle, and I look at them. Girl gargoyle, guy gargoyle. Girl gargoyle, gargoyle, guy gargoyle. I say it helps, maybe it didn't. But again, these are good dexterity exercises. Tongue twisters, they work.
Truly rural, 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 truly rural.
Yeah, you can do that over and over again. So, there we go. And again, if you would like some more exercises and more of those tongue twisters and dexterity work, you can check out this video here, or perhaps even go to my website at vocabilities.com, where you could sign up to my advanced articulation course and actually get a bit deeper work going on in, if this is a field you want to work in and you want to progress in, you know, maybe that's like a kind of next level up from YouTube. Quite often, people focus a lot of their attention on how they are sounding, as opposed to how they are affecting their audience and how they are communicating and connecting their message across. One of my little cheeky tricks when I'm working with clients and students alike is that I try to misdirect their mind to stop thinking about themselves and encourage them instead to put all their focus and listen intently on the person they're speaking to in order to try and affect the person they're speaking to. By doing that, they can actually somehow stop analysing and judging themselves and actually be more in the moment and present. I call this, and it's known as, actioning, where you pick an action word, such as a verb, and you use that to imbibe what you're saying and give it life, and it kind of just switches the brain hemispheres over and confuses you from kind of stepping in and trying to like be too perfect. It will help you to really engage better with your audience. Let's take a look. Here's an example. I'm going to say the same line over again in three different ways and giving you an example of how you can change not just your attitude but the way you affect the audience by just picking an action or a verb. The line is, "Welcome to today's presentation. I hope you're all having a good day." But now, let's change the action. First, I'm going to say it in a comforting way. "Hello. Welcome to today's presentation. I hope you're having a good day." Next one I'm going to do is going to be flirting, so I'm going to try it differently. "Hello, welcome to today's presentation. I hope you're having a good day." Yeah, it's terrible flirting, I know, but that's my version of it. And the next one I'm going to be to scold or to tell off. "Hello, welcome to today's presentation. I hope you're having a good day." When you are disconnected, it usually means that you're actually just focused in on your own head. Connection is really when you connect with other people. And so by bridging that gap and using actioning, you're more able to kind of connect outside of yourself. And that's what it is. It's putting your focus and your attention outward instead of being really inward and introspective. Simple enough? Well, for those of you who want a little bit more, there is a video here that will go into more detail on actioning. There is no real danger in public speaking unless you live in a society that outlaws freedom of speech. But of course, it's 2021. The humans aren't stupid. No one's doing that these days, are they? Which leaves us with inexperience and ignorance. As far as ignorance is concerned, this highlights the things that we don't know. If you are ignorant and you don't know anything about your topic, how do you expect anyone else to understand what you're saying? And you will unconsciously read that the room or the people you're speaking to don't know that you don't know what you're talking about, and you will feel a little bit self-conscious and therefore get that feeling of being outcast, of being judged, of being laughed at. And that, you know, it's a real fear. Then again, we might know everything we're talking about and just be inexperienced. So that's the third thing we're going to look at right now. Let me ask you this. If you find that you're in a life-threatening circumstance that's out of your control and it's making you fearful of speaking, maybe you should find a different audience, choose your words more wisely, or just slowly back away very quietly, very easily, nice and neat as it. Keep your eyes on your audience and move out of sight. And the second you get out of there, run like crazy, because you probably are, in fact, in front of a wild animal and in danger. Secondly, if you're nervous because you are unsure of your content, this is pretty simple. All you've got to do is go away and do some research. learn more about your topic. Actually, give yourself authority. And that's what authority comes from. And if you have authority in something, there's usually a confidence that comes with it. Fear, again, bred from ignorance. If you take away the ignorance by adding knowledge, you therefore have the authority to no longer have that fear because you know what you're talking about. So knowing what you're talking about will alleviate the confidence aspect of this in regards to ignorance, because you will no longer be ignorant, therefore you will know what you're talking about. Nothing to worry about, right? I think. If, however, your problem is being asked questions on the spot and actually feeling like you don't know the answer but you have to speak anyway, like improvising, that's a different matter. And I have a video specifically on that, so check that out. That's going to give you an exercise that will help calm you, ground you, and sort of reset yourself so you can think a bit clearer and be more present in the moment. And finally, if you are lacking confidence in your actual speaking ability, that's something you can do a lot about. There's tons on this channel for that. It's practice. Practice speaking aloud. Practice on your own. Practice in the mirror, in the bath, in the shower, in the bar, in the shop. Practice to your colleagues, to your friends, to your enemies. Tell them to go up themselves. You know, anything. Say something to someone else that helps get you over, you know, over the fear of not doing it. It's not doing it, and thinking about it is not doing it. So by doing it, you get the practice, and when you get the practice, you then fear it less because you have the experience. And that's the third thing you want to kind of consider in this area of confidence. Seriously, once you realize that you are not in danger, you have the knowledge to back up what you're talking about, and you have the experience behind you, you will find over time your fear just dissolves. And you might even look back and say, well, there was no danger, there was no, you know, I knew what I was talking about, and now I've done it so many times, I'm free to go. Well, so you've warmed up at the beginning of the day, your speech or your presentation or your seminar or your teaching has gone through, and now it's time to finish. What do? Are you going to go and just have a couple of beers? Are you going to go do some exercise? Are you going to go home and have dinner, go straight to bed? Are you going to have a bath? What are you going to do? I'd suggest before you do anything, you do a little warm down, just a couple of minutes, because like any athlete, you warm up the muscles, you perform with the muscles, and it's very important to warm those muscles down. So here's a quick 30-second warm down that you can do from anywhere, but do it. It's very important, and it will help give you more of that longevity so you can carry on speaking to your heart's content as long as you like. To begin our warm down, let's just have a little stretch. Actually, just literally just feel if there's any sort of tension been brought in from your speaking or from your day. You know, at the end of the day or end of a long speak or presentation, you might just have actually got some tension in your body. So maybe even consider your neck. Consider the physical part. You know, it's a body, it's his muscle. It gets tense. You know, the worry and fear around speaking, the actual physical elements of it itself, especially if you connect with it, you might just kind of forget yourself and kind of throw yourself in at the deep end. And you can pull things, and it is physical. So it's always worth checking in, just considering your neck and shoulders and these muscles, even, you know, your arms and your legs. So have a stretch and have a little massage and find any tense spots and work them out. Another thing you can do is to just do some yawns, but keeping your mouth kind of closed. And this would just pulsate some of those areas in the mouth and jaw and tongue, soft palate. Some of the tubes that come down here, and that'll just, you know, get things moving a little bit more. Just pulsate them, just to bring them down, warm them down. And the last thing we can do is just to hum, like a sigh at first, like but bring it down, nice and gentle. Just let go now. Into a gentle hum. Just go quieter and quieter. Until it's just nice and relaxed and gentle and easy. And that will be your warm down. Now drink some water and get some rest, you crazy vocalist. Now, anyone who's watched my videos before will be tired of me banging on about this. But consistency is so important, because if you can't stay on top of your daily routine, if you don't maintain your voice and practice and everything, you're going to just lose it. It will slip away and you will think to yourself, what happened? Over time, the smallest of things can add up. Imagine your voice like a savings account. So every time you put a little into it, you are accumulating a more dexterous, resonant, clear, vibrant, dynamic, and kind of just full natural voice. And as far as consistent daily practice goes, if you know, I bang on about it in this video right here for about 10 minutes just on that one subject, so you can get more about perhaps how to find your daily routine and find consistency. But whatever you choose to do, whether it's just one of these things or two of these things, do it consistently. Do it once a day, twice a day, whatever you can, because it will add up. And just think about the athletes that are out there. They train for years to get to the Olympics, and then they do the Olympics. Some of them keep training, go to the next Olympics. Some of them just think, well, I've done the Olympics now, that's enough for me. And then they stop, and then they think, oh, actually, no, I'd like to do another one. But they're not fit because they haven't stayed consistent. So you, if you want to be a speaker or get to a level of performance, even if it's just, you know, like giving presentations at work, or, you know, doing the odd amateur production, or you're a singer, maybe. You just do a little bit every day. You only have to do as much as you need, but just to keep it maintained will really help you. So once again, as I said at the beginning of this video, you really want to have a goal and know why you're changing your voice or what it is you want to change, because then when you consider these things and when you put these exercises into practice, it's going to have a very clear direction, and you're going to be able to mark down and notice how it's helped you and possibly even what else you need to work on. I really hope you've got value from this video. If you have, you know, it's really kind of you for sticking a thumbs up there, sharing it with someone if you believe someone out there will benefit from this video. Also, if you feel that you want to get involved in the discussion, like, there's a comment section below. You can chat to me, you can chat to each other. I don't always have the time to answer every message, but I do my best to respond where I can. And it's, you know, be interesting to see how this has helped people, what your goals are, what your aims are. So, you know, let me know, you know, stick it in the comments below. It all helps, really. And if you think someone else would get value from this video, just share it. And there's a little share button, you could pass it on to your friends, hashtag them, or however you do that. I don't really know how that's done, but it's a good idea. If you really want to truly support me, you can actually go to the link below in the description box, which is called Buy Me a Coffee, and you can buy me a coffee, but I'm buying books at the moment, so that you can help donate towards my education and bringing more value to this channel as a thank you. So thank you so much for watching. Again, if you want to go further with yourself and your voice and develop a more consistent routine with deeper work that kind of takes you a little bit further into the benefit of your vocal instrument, then I have the courses available on my website. Again, the link is below. Thank you for watching. My name is Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice. And until the next time, look after your voice.